Ham and Alf. No, we have Ham and Alf. And we are two dots, I think. No, not two dots. We're up to Ein Marvim Lashana Keno Yisach Chaser Rov HaChodesh. Yes, that's right. Ein Marvim Lashana Elin Keno Yisach Chaser Rov HaChodesh. You don't make a leap year unless the Nisan comes out 16 days or more after the equinox. This year the equinox is today, right? So obviously Nisan is coming out later than today, right? It's coming out this Sunday, right? Well beyond the equinox. But last year the equinox was sometime, you know, before. Right before Pesach, right on Pesach. I don't remember exactly when. So
Last year was a leap year? 2 years.
Right, so 2 years ago was very early, right? 2 years ago was very early. The equinox was late, vis-a-vis Nisan. So it's a problem because the equinox keeps on, in the years before leap years now, in our day and age, so the equinox actually occurs very late, relatively speaking, and might several days into Pesach sometimes. Certainly the Julian equinox, which is what they used at the time, is much after. It's towards the end of Pesach sometimes. But in any event, I don't remember the exact details, but at least the equinox has to have occurred by Tes Zayin Nisan, because that way, in order that the Omer, which is brought in Tes Zayin Omer, should be Tes Zayin Nisan, should be brought in springtime. Okay, the Omer is brought on the second day Pesach, first day Pesach, Tes Vav. So second day Pesach has to be already springtime. Okay, Kamarov HaChodesh, Shisha Sayom. So if it's the equinox comes out, anytime beyond that, you have to make it a leap year. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shtei Yodos HaChodesh, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have up to 2/3 of the month. Echad Vesrim Yom, meaning that the Omer doesn't have to be brought during spring. Rather, the spring has to occur within the first 2/3 of the Chodesh HaAviv, sometime within the first 21 days thereof. Okay?
So the requirement for a leap year would be less, according to this
sheet. No.
You don't have to have a leap year as often.
Right, you have less leap years. Right, that's correct. Now, the truth is, the Shvatei Yisrael brings up from Tosefta here that it says, I might as well read what it says, so because it seems that it's important later on. Rabbi Yossi Omer, you don't have this. Rabbi Yossi Omer, the Zion of Nehapeso Marmu, it's important for us that the equinox not occur more than 16 days before Pesach, right? Not more than 16 days after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right? Tezayin Lifnei HaChag, however, during Sukkot is not the same thing. Even though we want Sukkot to fall in the fall, we don't need that the second day of Sukkot should already be the fall. It could be fall later on in Sukkot, okay? Rabbi Shimon Omer Echotzev Echotzev Ma'ab, Rabbi Shimon says both of them, you have to have the second day Yontif fall in the new season, with spring or fall, respectively. My time, Rabbi Yehuda, what's the Rabbi Yehuda, Kadesh Yachol Tchufas Nisan B'Soch HaPesach. In order that, Rabbi Yehuda says, it's 2/3 of the month, 21 days, that some part of Yontif has to be within spring. Which could be the last day of Yontif, the 21st day, isn't some part of Yontif has to be in spring. My time with Rabbi Yossi, what's the Rabbi Yossi? Now go back to the Gemara. Amar Shmuel bar Nachman, Amar Shmuel bar Nachman said, Vushi Chava Omer should say Rosh. So change it, Rosh Nisan Shul Tkufas, or the Omer should be sacrificed at the beginning of the spring season. To take out Amar Rabbi Yossi, Pesach, so takes it out, really doesn't fit. Should Bradley puts in words, my time with Rabbi Shimon. What's the Rabbi Shimon who says that Sukkot also, yeah, have to have Tes Zayin Tishrei in the new season. So it says Vushitu Lulav it should be Baroshed Tishrei Shotkufos. Lulav should be taken at the beginning of the fall season. Now, I'm not sure that Lichor we should be Machbid on that it should be the 15th. It should really be fall. I don't know why. Not like Rabbi Shimon says Rabbi Shimon says if the 16th day occurs in the new season, that's okay, but not the 17th or the 18th, that's too late. But it sounds like we don't need the 15th in the new season yet. Lulav is taken on the first day of it. So I don't know exactly, you know, how he draws the distinction. You know, the Chayyar, we should then require that the first day, the Sukkot also should be on or beyond the equinox, but Doesn't seem that way from the, what the chart says, so quotes.
Why is it related to the autumn equinox? Because it's really Chag Osif, it's not Chag Sukkot.
Chag Osif is in the fall. The gather is in the fall. You gather things into the house because the fall is coming, the rainy season is coming. So we celebrate the ingathering at the end of the period of ingathering, which is the end of the summer. I know it doesn't say Chag, it's not like Chodesh Ofi, but it's not the same thing, but Lamaisa, he holds that these parameters are similar for in terms of the Hebrew.
Right, but Lamaisa, it always fall starts at least a few weeks before Sukkot. Fall is September
21st. Yes, it's not a few weeks before Sukkot. Sure, Sukkot comes out late, sure. Yeah. Similar to Pesach. Yeah, it does come out late. Okay, says Gemara. Amen. Mishar lepachus mechodesh one doesn't add to the leap year. But most of these Gemaras we had already elsewhere in Yerushalmi. In fact, next blot or so as we had already in the dark. Amen. Lebeshvius lebemotzoy shvius. I'm sorry. Amen. Ben lishar lepachus mechodesh leyesu chodesh. It's no more or no less than a month. Meaning we rule if they made it more or less than a month, ain't a muberes. It always goes by months. Amen. Lebeshvius. They don't view Shemitah as one of the Hebrew months. The Hebrew yours, lo motzoi shvius, nor the year after Shemitah, because people are waiting for a new crop. If they did it, but the Evet, even though they weren't supposed to raise Mizuberis, it is a leap year. Amos Avril Library wins the custom of Mimaber, but Avri Shvius to keep extra planting time, Erev Shemitah. Rabbi Zubashir Evoa said, Hoda Tam Rachel, to Rebbe Likach Yerk Mechutzot. It's only for Rebbe, for a minute. The acquisition and importation of vegetables of Chutzaretz Eretz Yisrael. Mishita Rebbe Likach Yerk Mechutzaretz Eretz. Once Rebbe permitted the importation of vegetable from Chutzaretz Eretz Yisrael, no matter what time of the year, no matter what year it is, you can even Shemitah, you can make it a leap year because anyway they can bring in vegetables from elsewhere. Okay. Says Amara, Hayrei Meir, Amar Meir said, Arei Omer says, Ishbo mi Baal Shal Isha. So an individual came from a place called Baal Shalisha, Ve'avila Isha, came, brought to the man of God, that's Elisha, Lechem Bikurim, first fruit, first bread, and Sim Lechem 20 breads. So it was very late in the year. It was after the Omer had been brought, obviously. It was after Pesach, it would seem. Because it was bread, and he brought them this Lechem Bikurim. It was the first bread. So obviously it was very late that year, the first bread. So they should have made a leap year that year. Why Elisha? Why did Elisha make a leap year? And Lamed Shayosh Yushnei Revan, there were years of famine. They were cuffed in grass, everybody was jumping to get the whatever grain was harvested, so everybody didn't want to add on to a year. Those ones, M. Amnea Tumor, one doesn't make a leap year because of Tumor or tumors we'll see momentarily. Reyosar and Mabri, Reyosar says we do. Shekematin to the Chizkia, we find the Chizkia, Sheiberi made a leap year in Bimnea Tumor because of Tumor. Shemateski, he was talking, Marbisal, Mephraim, Menashe, and most of the people from Ephraim, Menashe, of Israel, was Vulu, Lohi, Taru, they didn't have not become Tarak. Yechulus, Apesu, Beloka, Kosuv. Because they had to pay Pesach improperly, Hashem atone for their improper in the Korban Pesach.
Don't we say
Tumah
Hutru
Ketzibur?
So you can make
it,
you can
basically eat it if you're Tumah. Well, not to eat it if you're Tumah. Without the sacrifice, not to eat it. Yeah. So obviously he wanted them to be able to eat it as well. That's why they pushed it off. So it says Zemara, Rishimer Abish Ibu Nisan Emubar. What they did wrong is the Chizkio made a second Nisan, not a second Ador. That's what he did wrong. That was Shiloka Kosu, right? And Hashem has been Chaper for him.
He
didn't make it a leap year. He compelled him to make Pesach Sheni, even though he held Tumor Hutro B'Tzibur and he could have made Pesach Rishon. Those say Ma'am Ne'a Tuma, that you make a Hebrew year because of Tuma. Those say Emarbin, you don't make an Hebrew year because of Tuma, because I'm so stormy. Ma'am Emarbin the one who says that you don't make a leap year learns that from this pasuk. That's Kechus and Pesach Blokos. So the cousin ate the Pesach in a second Nisan, which is improper. So there we learn, you don't make a second Ibor. He who says that you do make a armaber says ma'ad alok kasuv. What does it mean that ma'amikad blok kasuv? What does it mean that did it without consent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without being written down? The yifnei shibunisim. We say before the very second is the very marvin melahad. They're only supposed to make a second adar. Besides, now what was the too much they found? Besides, kamar Rabbi Simon Bar Zvi. The goes on the average Rabbi Simon Bar Zvi said, "Gugol es arno na yevusi motzu tachas hamizbeach." They found the skull. Aron Yevusi was the original owner of that plot under the mizbeach. See, that's how the Ovi came to me. See, if it's
he was a guy.
Doesn't matter, but it's not matami. But if you touch it, it's matami. Okay, Ksiv it says Kol Vavo Yichini prayers entire heart. The Drosha who came to request the Kodesh Baruch Hu Blasos to do Lamei Bisolchum Mishpat and teach Am Yisrael laws and justice. I see where he's out there. Rishu Bar Nachum that a machlokas. I was supposed to Chadamar Filu also Kamul Taras Kodesh Tzad Bachis Kio. Even he did several things for Taras Hakodesh. Now that's the end of the pasuk. It says the end of the pasuk. I forgot to bring it down, but the Pemosh brings it down. It says Velo B'Taras Hakodesh. Over low, in other words, he was very smart, but not in Taras HaKodesh. So as I mean, Chadamar once says, "Afilu kama also Taras HaKodesh, even if we're compelled observance of Taras HaKodesh, lo yitzay yideich Taras HaKodesh, yam den enough." Chadamar once said, "Afilu koma asim toivim, even any good deeds that should be shal also, which he did in his lifetime, and not necessarily for the Beis HaMikdash, lo yitzay ben Taras HaKodesh, they did not give him the tara of the heart, obviously about Shlomo HaMelech, which they should have imparted." Okay, see, it says Vayachilu Be'echol Chodesh Rishon LeKadesh. They began to do Kiddush HaChodesh on the first day of Nisan. Uvyom Shmona Asur LeChodesh Ba'ulum Hashem. The eighth day they came to the tent of the hall of Hashem. By Kachas Beis Hashem Lo Yomim Shlosha, and they consecrated the house of God for 3 days. Of Yom Shisosa Lo Chodesh Arishon Gilu, and they completed the ceremony the 16th day of Tisa Sukkos. Lo Ask More Lo Yom Echad Yicholim Levayers Kol Avodas Kochavim Shoshamar. They could have eradicated the whole thing, all the Avodas Kochavim in 1 day, right? So why take a long time? Because the idols of the costume, which were engraved in the shesha, which either made them very strong or made them invisible, it's like a disappearing ink. Okay, so it required more effort.
Any reason why they call Tishrei Chodesh Rishon here? Usually that's
Usually it's Nisan. I don't know, it's a good question.
I thought they were talking about Pesach.
You're right. I don't know. Chodesh Rishon was talking misleading. Okay, now Shishut Var Masu Chizkio. Chizkio did 6 things. Al Shlosha Hodulo, and 3 they said he did the right thing. Al Shlosha Lo Hodulo, and 3 they didn't say he did the right thing. Hey, Gira Atzamosav Emita Shulchavam. This Fazet was a renowned rusher. He dragged him on a bed full of sticks that they told him Yashu Koyach for. Vekite Nagash and Choches. He pulverized the bronze snake, which had been made in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, which people were worshipping at this time. The gun established of rules, and he hid the list of medicines, which would solve all maladies, so people traveled to Hashem. And they agreed to my those three things. However, Sasa Megichon Elyon, he closed up the spring waters of the upper Gichon's well in order to divert them cleanly into Yerushalayim, so they didn't know where it is today at all. Then we don't like that. He cut down also the doors of the sanctuary. And he made Nisan on Nisan. Flowed along all these things. They did not concede him. We don't do an Ibor either in Nisan itself or before Rosh Hashanah. If they did it, however, then Eino Muberes. Well, not however. It's not Muber if they did it. But if really one is pressed to get together the people or the money, whatever it is, or one needs to publicize it, you do canals Ibor immediately after Rosh Hashanah. Even though the only mother is going to come Muber, it's much later in the calendar year, which is Adar. It says here, Rebbe, but the Shartai says, Goris Rav. Rabba man Nisan lo nisar b'momav, switching to Kiddush HaChodesh, Nisan never had 30 days. They say, it says that It's a case like this. The nisan you take from the new truma, right? New truma, the base of mikdash, from the new collection, right? So what happens if the nisan didn't come out when you expected, which is the 30th day after the Adar, but nisan came out actually on the 31st day? So where do you take the funds from the budget for that interim day, which otherwise would not have been a day in the calendar? So we say we take it from this fund, from the
which one is this?
From last year's fund. That's right, take from last year's fund. Okay? So in any event, it sounds like it's quite possible for Nissan to be leap. Because it got for Adar to be leap. So Nissan to start a day later. Right? So it's paying the contingency. Where do you take the budget from? So it seems so good, confirmed that it happened. Says more imba loba, imba loba, which means the Bryce is discussing contingencies. What would happen if Nisan was ever made leap month, but never was made a leap month? Okay. Says the Gemara, Shekshitz was the Shana B'Usha, was still not finished when they consecrated the year in Usha, but Rav Amar. Tishrei lo nisar v'yomav. Tishrei meaning Elul never had 30 days. As this again says, Marvati, and then we learn Ramayah Chodesh Ma'ubar, then we learn a case of what happens if the month is pregnant, had a day on, so it sounds like there is an add-on day. If it happened, but it never happened. Okay? Kshekichos HaChodesh, so that's where, wait a minute, what about this? Kshekichos HaShanah B'Usha, it says when they consecrated the month in Usha, which is in the Galil. Bam, Rishon, the first day of Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yochanan Baruch, the first day Rabbi Shmuel saw Rabbi Yochanan Baruch, it was the Chas. V'amar Yisegidiv Rabbi Yochanan Baruch, means he said the temple of Malchus in Atah Kodosh. Amar Shigam Yashigam said, Lo Yinu Nogim Kei Miavne, Tisk Tisk, that's how we did in Miavne. V'yom Hashem, the second day of Rabbi Chanina, Baren Rabbi Yisegli, he was the Chas. V'amar Rabbi Kiva, he said Malchus in Atah V'chartonu. Okay. Says Gemara. So if that's the case, Chorat says that there were 2 days Rosh Hashanah. 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Chorat means that there was an Ibra Yor, right? So says the Gemara. Not Ibra Yor. Ibra Chodesh, the month before, because the only 2 days Rosh Chodesh, where you have the 30th, 29th, and 30th, the 30th and 1st, and you say, hallow, whatever you do it on both days, right? So it says the Gemara, Tisne Rishon Vashani, so, Tisne, 1 second, Tisne Kichub Rishon Vashani, so let's say, what about that which it says in Makarish, the first and second day. So obviously the first and second day means when they made a leap year, the leap month, the month before. Razir Shere Chizdai said, also Shona Kim Niskavli, never did it intentionally. Once it happened, unintentional, that they extended by a day. But intentionally, it never happened. It never extended Elul by a day. Sometimes it happened, but never intentionally. Says Amar, that was a bad year. Ma'u Rishon, Umau Basheni. Another version. One is that taka that happened one year was a mistake. In other words, what's Rishon Basheni? Rav Amar Bashem Rav said Shana Echad Vishara Shnia. He said it's one. The first year and the second year. In other words, it was an ongoing. Thing. So therefore, Rishon Sheni doesn't represent I didn't get the line before that. Rav Shana Echad Vishana Shnia. You see that? Mom is the same line, beginning of the line. Nice. You don't see that? Could be I'm sleeping through it, but I see it in front of me.
Okay.
No? Where are you now?
That line, Votani Kichubi Yom Rishon Kichubi Yom Hasheni.
Yeah, okay.
Right before that. Shem Rav, Shon Achav, Shon Hashniya. So in other words, even says first and second doesn't mean first and second day, but rather 1 year and the second year, next year. But always Rosh Chodesh Tishrei comes out on what would have been the 30th day of Elul. Says the Gemara, right? And that's quite explicit, right? Means first day and second day, so it means there were 2 days for Shana. So that's mean the 30th and the 1st. And the Gemara doesn't answer this. Doesn't answer this question.
So in those days they weren't celebrating 2 days of Rosh Hashanah yet?
No. If they did, it says it was a mistake. But the Bavli says that, and this also says, "My Sheni Lashana Haba," the next year. Yeah, they didn't necessarily celebrate 2 days of Lashana. It was very late in the period of Amoroyim when it actually became much more, permanent to celebrate 2 days of Lashana. Okay. It says, Kichu Kodazmanu. What if they're Mekadesh it prior to the time, meaning the 28th, 29th day they made Rosh Chodesh, or the 32nd day, Yochum Yom Kushas that work, can they distort like the Matam Lomano, it says, Oysom Elemod, that says, Elemodai Hashem Tikushur Tikrul Somim Moadam, Oysom means Oysom Elemodai. These are Me'ayim Tov, and they're a finite number on the specific days. Ein Elim Mo'adai can make Yom Tov in other days. Kodal Zman Al Tishrei Asim Yom. By the way, the Gemara says, what is before time to make Rosh Chodesh on the 29th day? Lachibur after its time, after its leap day, its time of Shoshim Yom was 32 days. When I tried to say, Shom, I didn't know they make a leap year, and add another month, on Galeish, Golu, and the Goluyas, which left Chutz Laretz, Vadayim like you, but they haven't gotten a flight yet to Eretz Yisroel. How do you know, right? So that's Shemitah, Erev Pesach, right? So I don't know that we make any leap year for them. So Tam Lomit says, B'nei Yisroel Mo'adai, for the Jews, make extra Yom Tovim, to change Yom Tovim. Asa Mo'ados, Asa Mo'ados, Yukoy, so make Yom Tovim, the Lord of Am Yisroel can attend. Omer Shmo, Bar Shmo, Nachman, Rosh Hashem, Rosh Hashem, and Atmos, have ancient Gilar, Pasas, Tovim, they made a valiant attempt, and they went out to the airport, and then they canceled their flight. But if they didn't go in our process, then it doesn't count. The RSMS says the opposite. The Gemara says, "Feinshul ain lushaloyu in har pras." If they didn't get in har pras, then we add on. But if they did reach the har pras, right, then we don't add on. Say, make an effort in order to get there on time. Okay. Says the Gemara, "Ei mar b'sar shayel b'Yehuda." The process only takes place in Yehuda. If you rule begolus, then in golum move baris, but the effort works. Hey, Chanani Yishono, Chanani Yishono, that's fine. She made it the Holy Sabbath, but Yehuda began to do the Shemarvah, so go do it in Gaul, you know, but you haven't. You can't do the Chutz Lartz. If you did it in the Mubarak, it's not a valid leap year. At Chami, Begolil, and Marvin, because come see, you see, Begolil, Marvin, we may not bring Gaul, you can't make a leap year, but Chutz Lartz, Ma'abrin, and Chutz Lartz, At Chami must be a question. Should be Ischami, come see. Because there's another version which says, I'm not sure the question is. Ischami, because in my
Well, the line before that said that they do Mabrin,
Chutz
Lawrence?
No,
the.
With the Evid, Ain Mabrin. You brought Animal Bears.
Okay.
Does work.
Right. So now.
Must he ask a question? Achamei Gol Em Marvin. Did you ever see in Goli Em Marvin yet? Bechutzaretz Marvin that you can't do in the Chutzaretz. Did you ever see such a thing? It says Begol Em Marvin. How can you say it? Begol. It says Begol Em Marvin. You move up a Beres. If you did, but ever works. Bechutzaretz Marvin. You brought Em Beres. But it doesn't work. Says Mar. I'll tell you. Bechol Le'Abre Beres Yisrael. It's only if they can do the Ibur Eretz Yisrael. Because there are chachomim there, but sheinu chaim la'aver eretz yisrael. If there aren't any chachomim there, it's all to it. Sherev ames sub chutzot to dun chutz loretz. Okay, so we find against dun chutz loretz. And for example, Yirmiyah the prophet, Yirmiyah chutz loretz, Yecheskel Yirmiyah chutz loretz, Baruch Benayah Yirmiyah chutz loretz, the only chutz loretz. And at the time Tanoim, Chanani ben Achichi Rabbi Yeshua Yirmiyah chutz loretz. Oh, they didn't like that in Eretz Yisrael. Shalach le Rebbe, it's not really Rebbe, it's The Pshat is also, it's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the father of Rabbi Gamliel, the grandfather of Rabbi. So he sent Shlosha Igrit, so he sent the three messages to Chutzlaretz, where they made the sleeping in Chutzlaretz. Gavi Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Nosson, who were in the great stage of Chutzlaretz. Becharet Stephen, when it said, L'kdushas Chananya. Now it happens to me, this is confusing, the emissary he sent was named was Chananya, and the guy in Chutzlaretz who had done the Maisa, his name was also Chananya. Okay? So when he said, Chananya, in the first letter, he said, send a message, Chananya, my emissary is very holy. In the second letter, he started warning them. He said, "Gedoyim sheinachta, you guys are Mitzvah men. When you were here, we were young kids. Nasidashim, we have become old goats." And lastly, right, you're not going to accept our ruling that this is not a leap year. Tzelchol mitbaratzar, go out to the desert of thorns. Uti shoychet, go shecht your own karbanos. And let the Nechunia was the Reish Galus Zayre. Let him sprinkle the blood. In other words, if you want to make your own Judaism, go make your own Judaism. Karakan Meisah said, Yitzchak read the first letter, Chibivo Krun. He gave cover to Rabbi Chanina the Shliach. Okay? No skin of his back. Tenyesa, the second one, Vukrun, he gave, still gave honor. Lisa, this third letter about going and building a religion, boy, Mesav Vasritzon, he wanted to start embarrassing and degrading the Shliach. Armelele said, Lezat Yachil, no, you can't. Kvar Yakrit Ukratin. You already gave a cuss covet, so you can't be Mavasos. Conrad Yitzhak, the Kalabaraisa. It's a copy, read the Torah. Elamot, Echananya, Benachi, Rabbi Yoshua. So these are the Marim of Chananya, the son of the brother Rabbi Yoshua, meaning the agent. He said, who gave you the right to tell us not to make a Yontif? Omar, he said, Elamot, Hashem. No, you are mistaken. These are the Kotem of God, and where does God say to make the Yom Tovim? Eretz Yisrael. So the agent's name was Chanani. They attacked him as being independently a thorn in their sides. He responded, no, I'm here in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalot, so they say, you know what they said to him? Kabbalah Torah's here! Mo'ad Hashem, we make the Yom Tovim, we got Torah here in Bavel. Says the Gemara, Ozal Kabbalah, come Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson got up and finished this thought. He said, Vashem said, Ki mi bavel teitzei Torah, udvar Hashem in har pekoi. The Torah comes from Lakewood, right? Says Moram and Lay, they said, not true, you missed the sun, it says the Pasuk. He says, Ki mi tzion teitzei Torah, udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Before Kalabach, they didn't know how to sing the song, so obviously, so they tell him, no, it's a Pasuk. Says Moram, Amar Lo, he said again, the Rabbi Yitzchak said to him, Gabon, where's Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is in Borough Park. Okay? So Rabbi Chanina, the Shliach, went in the Kovalani complained, Rabbi Yitzchak, who was insulted that they were coming to question that they had been made in Ibn Shon Chutzart, he went to Rabbi Yitzchak to complain about these young upstarts from Eretz Yisrael who had made them trouble. Says Mar Malay, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beser said, Achreim, we must follow the Chacham Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yitzchak said back to him, Lenei other matamon, I don't think they're Chacham, there may be a whole bunch of morons in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Rabbi Yosher Ber, they say, used to say, so Mar Ksuva says, Avir da'ar Eretz Yisrael machim. So used to say, what do you think it means? You think it's just because a moron in Eretz Yisrael said it's far, it's better than mine? My sfaras are better than theirs. And that's the apocryphal story about Rabbi Yosher Ber. So doesn't it? So he was saying, you know, Mechdes, just because Eretz Yisrael, I know they have any Chachomim there, right? He says, Gemara, Ma modali di inun chachmin mechashu karavasi, who says they're smart as me in reckoning the luach. Says, when Rabbi Yosher Ber responded to him, look, me came to liyadi mechashu the karavasi, if they don't know how to reckon like you, shmun lei. But me came to the chakim, and since I know they're smart, mechashu the karavasi, to figure out, like you, Yishma alone, so you should listen to them. Or it's Taka B'chidish, the Yusharim says, if you are equal stature, so then, if you weren't of equal stature, you were greater, Taka, you could go by the Yibashana reckoning of Chutzlaretz, perhaps. But since they are as great as you are, you don't know that they're not as great as you are, that's for sure. So therefore, you cannot take the first role. Okay? Says the Gemara. Came near Kam Rachab Susya. So Yom HaSeder, in order to negate what had been done, where Bavel had asserted a different date for the calendar, as you saw, he started riding a horse all around Bavel. Hein the matamata, wherever he got, he went, and to correct their impression, not to follow these chachom, he came from Eretz Yisrael. Hein the lomatia, wherever he didn't get there, and Nagim Mekilko, they still have a bad luach. They don't say luach, we do. Okay? Ksiv, it says, yes, to the others of the elders of the Golos. We dash at Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Be yoser to be chaviv and lie ziknei ha'goyla." I like especially yeser means a special love for the ziknei's kainim v'chutz laretz. Chaviv alai, but chaviv alai katz k'tan shemitzel, small group of Jews in Eretz Yisrael, even not a Sanhedrin, are more precious to me. Yoisim is Sanhedrin gedolah shemchutz laretz, more great, more than a Sanhedrin gedolah shemchutz laretz. Okay, so Kodesh Baruch Hu seems some sort of Zionist. Okay, says more religious Zionist, I hope at least. See if it says Hachorash v'amazker elef. As says Mar, understand. It says Hachorash v'amazker, which we take to be the smiths and the framers, but there are 1,000. And we learned that they were the Talmid Chum in the generation. V'atamarachen, you say that Eretz Yisrael is better chutz laretz. We got Torah and Bava, right? Rabbi Brech, you know, that time, and even till a few years ago, 1,000 Talmid Chum, it sounds like a mind-boggling number, right? But in the Mir Yeshiva now, Yerushalayim, there are over 3,000 Talmidim. Lakewood, there are 2,000 Talmidim. So now it's not such a big number anymore, okay? So anyway, so he says, I got 1,000 Chachomich in Bava. How can you say that Eretz is so superior to Bava? Says the Gemara, but not only that, Rabbi Brech, Yibashir, Rechel, Rabbanon, and Rabbi Brech, Yibashir, Rabbi Chelba, Omar, Hachorash is Aleph, V'amazker Aleph. It's 1,000 and 1,000. Rabbanon Amri Kul Aleph. Rabbanon said, no, it's only 1,000 altogether. So if that's okay, it's a kash. Right, even Chutz Loretz has got a lot of Talmidei Chachamim. Rabbi Brech, Yibashir, Rabbi said, no, Elul Chaverim, these 1,000 or 2,000, they're only the hangers-on, the friends of the rabbis. Rabbanan say, oh no, that's no good. No, sorry. He says it's part of the kash. He says, these are the Talmid Chacham, right? A chaver is a lower form, albeit, but it is a Talmid Chacham, right? Rabbanan say, no, these 1,000 or 2,000, Elu ha-palabutim. Doesn't say that right, right? It says Bulbutin, but it's the same idea. They're Baalbatim. They were just they bought themselves the seats. You know, they weren't the Talmid Chachamim. So in Achlami, Eretz Yisrael is still superior to Bava. Okay, because even though a lot of people Bava, they weren't all Talmid Chachamim.
So
this Gemara is not the Bava. No. Rabbi Yeshia, in Tav. Rabbi Yeshia, we used to accept witnesses on the calendar in Ein Tav, which is the city we used to do this. Amalun, so he said to them, have you any Shinov? Basically, so how much testimony is going to be? Meaning, because the whole luach is going to be manipulated. Basically, so all eight is going to be contingent on people testifying about proper dates, which is up to you, right? Also, how much rental is paid has to do with the extra day or the extra month. I'm Rabbi Rabbanan said, we keep that case, say, I feel dinner for shows. Either capital crimes to convict the guy, ask him with the right date and the right time, and it's all contingent on your testimony. And besides that, that's not the only example, I forgot. Yeah, Gemara gives a famous example, much better than one I just gave. Bashal Shadaviyamecho, that local Yerushalmi, famous Yerushalmi, one of the most famous Yerushalmis in God's Yerushalmi. It says, if a woman gets back up Sulim until age what? They go loses her psulim. To what age does she get them back?
Three years.
Yeah, to look. 3 years, for the first 3 years. What happens if Basin made in a leap year? How many years does she get?
She'd get another
month. So Basin changes in the, yeah. Another month.
Oh, okay.
Another month. Sure. Right. So actually, Basin changes nature. They make the psulim come there. Siding Glaze of Kush Borom Kind, they make the psulim come back another month. That's what's famous about this Yerushalmi. You had it in Tzuvos in the Dharm as well. But there's another point also here, which is that it's the Nefashos. Somebody has relations with them when they're under three, so they're part to have relations with them when they're over three, they're liable. Okay? Says the Gemara, Kabasho Shem Yomechot, she's 3 years and 1 day, Bala, and you have relations that are raised in Pesach, get stoned. Nimuchu Basin, Lavro, Basin made a leap year, and then Bala, and you have relations that are in Pesach, don't get stoned. I'm Rabbi, said, Akrola, Lukima Elyon, I call to God on high, Lokel Gomer Elai, to the Lord who finishes things based on my say so. A girl who's 3 years and 1 day, Nilukh Basin Labro, if the basin has the money to make it a leap year, so then Absulim Chosim, the Absulim come back. Nilabin, if not, ain't Absulim Chosim, the Absulim do not come back. Period. Smicha says, Skein Varifa Segla B'Shloisha. Now I translate this wrong in the Mishnah. Smicha Skein means not Smicha, but rather putting one's hands on the Par Elim Dover Shel Tzibur. My mistake, I say. On the spirit of Korim brought by Basin. Says the one spirit of Sani Fariva Segla, Beshleshits with three, Diva Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Chamisha, Rebbe Yudah says with five. My time, Rebbe Shimon, what's large, Rebbe Shimon, it says with some who shine, that's two. Vain Basin Shokhu, you don't have an even Basin, Musim Lay Malacha, Echo, you have another one, Aresh Lushul, that's three. My time, Rebbe Yudah, what's large, Rebbe Yudah, with some who shine, that's two. Zikneh Shlaim, it's two, and another two, that's four. Vain Basin Shokhu, there's no even Stephen Basin, Musim Lay Malacha, you have another one, Aresh Chamisha, that's five. Ubegla Rufa by Egla Ruf, my time much should be the Rebbe Yehuda. Zechinech Hoshtaim, that's two. Shvotech Hoshtaim, that's another two. And Basin Shokolim, though even on Basin, Mosibli and Mordechai, he had another one on Recha Misho, that's five. My time much should be the Rebbe Shimon. Zechinech Hoshtaim, that's two altogether. Because Zechinech Hoshtaim, not two separate groups. And Basin Shokolim, there's no even Stephen Basin, Mosibli and Mordechai, he had another one. Haresh Shosh, that's three. Oh, my Rebbe said, even deeper, Rebbe, the Barufa, I like Rebbe, but even said by Egla Rufa. Klodosh, Biotsu, doesn't dash the word Biotsu, which we'd add on more, and we leave out that word. Doesn't dash the verbs. Nia, deeper, Rebbe, Shim, and Smeel, Klodosh, some who he leaves out that verb. Okay, in Tamar is like Ibai Seima, it's like a different approach to this Tukim. It's from Mashbiach says about in Tamar. He says, Nia, and deeper, Rebbe, according to this version, Nia, and deeper, Rebbe, the Barufa. I like what Rabbi Yehuda says by Egla Rufa, should be Kamo Du Dorash, like he darshans the Samchu, Yidrosh V'yatsu. If you go, because like Rabbi Shimon, who darshan the Samchu, no, Rabbi Yehuda darshan the Samchu. Oh, it says Samchu Shnayim, right? He dashes the Samchu.
Yeah, he just dashes the Samchu.
Samchu Shnayim, man. Ah, so he just dashes the Samchu. Rabbi dashes the Samchu and Zikne. Right, so he says Nindu Rabbi Barufa. Kemo du darsh v'samchu yidrosh v'yatsu. Oh, it's time a question. Some say, okay, he said nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda. No, I don't understand this. No, it's bitmiya. According to this version, it's bitmiya. Okay, that's the chat. According to this, near and deeper Rabbi Yehuda b'sar Rufa? Would you learn like Rabbi Yehuda bar Rufa? If that was the case, Kamodu darsh v'samchu, he darshes v'samchu separately, right? V'samchu shna, Rabbi Shimon also darshes v'samchu, but he doesn't darsh v'zikenecha. Rabbi Yehuda darshes v'samchu and zikenecha. So Kamodu darsh v'samchu, he darshes v'samchu and zikenecha, each one in the Bentley. So then, Yidrosh v'yatsu, let him dash also the verb v'yatsu, right? Ashkuch, then we come out Tamar, then we come out v'yatsu shnayim, skenecho shnayim, shoftecho shnayim. It's a mistake here. Yeah, but now he's not dashing samchu. Now he gets seven. V'yatsu.
Samchu is two, zekenecho is two.
The Yotsu is 2. Should be 9 then. Samch should be 2, Yotsu 2, Zeshlekecha 2, and Shavtecha 2.
Oh.
Shouldn't be 7, should be 9.
He's not darshaning the Yom Tov.
Just a sec, I'm not sure. I'm stuck. I goofed. I wasn't paying attention to the gear stuff. Look again. Look, three lines back. Amar Rebbe. Nira and Diva Rabbi Yehuda Barufa. You see that? Nira and Diva Rabbi Yehuda Barufa. The Lo Darash V'yotzu. Rebbe doesn't darshan by Egla Rufa V'yotzu. Right? Because he darshans. We said, Be'er Rufa, my time, it should be Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, the Pnei Moshe changes. Be'er Rufa, my time, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Zekinecho shnayim, v'shoftecho shnayim, ein besin shokul, mosif nalem, o de'achor ha'reikar chamisho, that's five, right? My time, it's Rabbi Shimon, zekinecho v'shoftecho shnayim, ein besin shokul, mosif nalem, o de'achor. So I'm Rabbi Dimer, Rabbi Be'er Rufa, lo darish b'yotzu. He doesn't darish b'yotzu, right? I think he's right about that. I like the fact he doesn't darish b'yotzu, and I like that he separates zekinecho v'shoftecho. V'nir and Dimer, Rabbi Shimon, b'smicha. By smicha, he likes Rabbi Shimon. Lo darish v'samchu. Let's go back to smicha. Smicha's on top. My time is Shimon. V'samchu shnayim. Ein beis mishalkom motziv leim erecha reikar shlosha. My time is v'samchu shnayim. Zikne shayim. Ein beis mishalkom motziv leim odecha reikar chamisha. Now the truth is, they're both darshening v'samchu. But it means he darshens only v'samchu at, not independently, but rather v'samchu zekeinecha, right? He darshens v'samchu zekeinecha together. Not independently, okay? Now, in Tamer, like the Mashpiach says, it's the boy Seymour. Nir and Tiv Rabbi Yehuda Bar Rufa. I like what Rabbi Yehuda said in Egla Rufa. By Egla Rufa, Rabbi Yehuda said, remember, I switched the gears on you before. By Egla Rufa, it should say, Zekenecha Shnaim, Vishwetecha Shnaim, Ein Basin Shok Mosifalim, Ode Achor Arei Kan. Chamisha, right? So he doesn't dash. He dashes zekinecho and shoftecho. I like that because in teman even diver rabbi it's not bitmiya. I like near diver rabbi the barufa kemodu dash v'samchu yidrosh v'yotzu because according to kemodu dash v'samchu. I know what it's saying. It says v'samchu not by Egla, so that's what. It doesn't say v'samchu by Egla Rufa. But I asked you before, I made a mistake. I said v'samchu, I thought it says v'samchu by Egla Rufa, but Egla Rufa just says v'yotzu. He dashes v'samchu by smicha. It's by smicha. So it says kimo du dorash v'samchu by smicha yidosh v'yotzu. And then it's going to ask for ten riyotu shnayim, it's a kenech shnayim, shodev shnayim, ein beis shokh mosif and lehem od echod. Harei kan shiva, there should be seven. So therefore, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. I was right the first time. In temer, in temer, as you boys say, near and divra vira barufa, do you think I hold like Rabbi Yehuda barufa, it's bitmiya? I don't think so. I don't hold like him, right? Because according to him, we should darshan. We should darshan the v'yotzu. In other words, it's really simple, and I messed it up. By smicha, Rabbi Yehuda darshans the samchu separately and the zikne the kinecho separately, right? He darshan the samchu and zikne is separate. So therefore, that's the case. Also, by egla rufa, he should darshan the v'yotzu is separate, right? And he should require seven instead of five. So I say I don't like Rabbi Yehuda's way of darshing, in which he darshens the samchu by smicha by itself, by smicha, because then he should darshen v'yotzu by itself by elufa and he should require seven. So I like Rabbi Shimon's drasha, who darshens the samchu zekinecha together, and therefore he won't break out the v'yotzu by egla rufa either. Okay, that's what he's saying. Okay, so says the Gemara, Mamakam Rabbi Shimon zekinecha v'shoftecha. What does Rabbi Shimon do with the two words zekinecha v'shoftecha? He doesn't darshan both. So what does he do with both with them? So it says kinecha shem shoftecha, right? More, they're not two separate two and two, but rather it's an adjective. This kani more shoftim. Tan Rabbi Elazar Yaakov says a different shot. Rabbi zekinecha zeh beis in agoro. That's the beis in agoro. The people from the beis in Yerushalayim will come out to do a garufa. The shoftecho means besides them, Zemel, the king, and the kohen gadol should come as well. Time that has smichos b'shloisha. Now, we learned the Braisa, which says Smichas is in three. It says, well, what are you talking about, Smichas? Lo Smicha, Smichas, you said Smicha in the Mishnah. What's Smichas in the Braisa? So it says, more Tam and Karya, in Chutzlart, they call Minuya Smichusa. What we in Eretz Yisrael call Minui, in Chutzlart, they call Smicha. And this Braisa is Taka talking about the Smicha given, you know, the rabbinic authority. This Taka is in Minuya 3.
Well, Chutzlart, there wouldn't be any.
No, right. That price is using the Aramaic language for minui. Okay? Says the Gemara, initially, before this price, everybody would appoint his own tamid and he'd give them a bit of authority. Rabbi Yochum, it's Zaka, it means Rabbi Elazar, it's Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua, it's Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, it's Rabbi Meir, it's Rabbi Shimon. Omar, Rabbi Akiva said, Yesh, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir gets a better seat. This Karkamupa Rabbi Nehru Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Bachai got upset about this. Amar Rabbi Akiva said, don't worry. Even though I know you're greater than he is, he's older than you are. So I have to give him cover. Tayecha Shaniu Barecha Makirin Kochecha, very famous line. So after you and you, me and your creator, we know how great you are. So you don't have to worry about this cover, which you're not getting. Now, Chaz V'choku cover the Bais said, later in history, they said, we're not going to give smicha unless the Nasi, Baita says, the house of the Nasi. Not going to smicha unless the Nasi participates. At that point, they say, Amr Basin Shemina Shalallah Das Nasi, a Basin appointed somebody without the consent of the Nasi, Emily or Momino is not valid. The Nasi Shemina Shalallah Das Basin, and Nasi did it without the consent of Basin, Minui or Minui. It does work, okay? In other words, they made the us contingent on Nasi, but not vice versa. Chaz of Iskino, not the final takana was Shaloyu Basin Mani Melidas Nasi Vishloya Nasi Mani Melidas Basin. Everybody needs everybody else's permission. Now, Basin means that how many initially each Rebbe would do his own Talmud, but then they made a Dafka function of Basin, and that's when the Braisa kicked in. And you need Dafka 3 Skenim in order to be Mani and others. Okay. Tani. Now, once we're on top of things which require Basin. Around the time Rishana Yukasin Shtitri Chalita, a document attesting to the Chalita they were right in court. And when I said Plony would say, and so the basin of so and so, Plony would actually say, Chalta Plonis Bas Plony, Leplony, Bar Plony Befanenu, the Chalita, the Carvis, the Makamor, they came in front of us, the Sorry Sinner, she took a shoe, we love it, Ragley, out for the Yamina from upon his right foot, Virakos Kadmona, and she spit in front of us, Roka the Miskazi Lonahara, a spitter which was visible on the ground. Varmas, and she said, Kochi Esel Isha Shalayidnes Basil Ochim, she said the proper statement. Also, Tani, but Ishaina Nisha Yukasin Shitri Minuinin. When a child, a girl was married off by her father, you know, by her brother or her mother prior to the age of Bas Mitzvah, so she repudiated the marriage at the age of Bas Mitzvah. So she says in the Shtar Minuinin, but Mama Plenty of Plenty in front of so and so the judges, Mina Planis Bas Plenty, but she repudiated her marriage, but Plenty by Plenty, before Nato in front of us, and she said, already bad. I don't want him. Lo shuinele. I'm not going to spend any more time with him. Lo tzavinele. Now, sovereignly, I have no desire to be married to him. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, now we're really going off topic. Let's give us a here in the next seven lines is distorted. Let's look at the right gears of the Pei Moshe. In the first narrow line in the Pei Moshe. Says our gears on the stab shall be kind and is helpful. The gears here is distorted. But let's hear paragraph of Meister Sheni. The actual gears says fourth paragraph of Meister Sheni. Hekdesh of Tol Yosef Adom, you paid too, overpaid when redeeming Hekdesh. Tavis says a call, all the money belongs to Hekdesh. Meister Sheni of Tol Yosef Adom, you overpaid for Meister Sheni. Lo Tavis says a call. Not all the money is Meister Sheni. Ma'abin Hekdesh and Ma'abin Meister Sheni, what's the difference between the two? Person has a das, we give more to Hekdesh, so therefore the whole thing becomes Hekdesh. Now, skipping down seven lines to where Rabbi Zera is, that's where you pick up again. Do you see Rabbi Zera Ba? Rabbi Zera Ba, Kum Rabbi Ami. Nivda Gosei Shalom Elitz Kavati. What if he asked him? The Yerushalmi question, right? What if he asked him? He said, I didn't mean to add on to Hekdesh. He said, when you ask me the question. The words Yanachanami. Most of the time they don't ask the guy. That's why we have this question. Or he doesn't know what he meant. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Now similarly, Rabbi Yochanan said, Hekdesh Shabdai, if you redeem Hekdesh, Losi, Chomashin, add an extra fifth. Hare Zapona, it's redeemed. It's not redeemed. What's the difference? Rabbi Law said, a person pays more for hekdesh. In other words, since it's pay more, we assume it's included in the purchase price, the extra fifth. We assume that mistami included, as opposed to ma'aser sheni. A person does usually pay more for that, so therefore we have to check and make sure that there's a fifth there, otherwise it doesn't take effect. Okay? Rabbi Yonah asks, Damek says, command them are enok in the chosav. According to the opinion which holds that ma'aser sheni is not your money, right? It's mamon gavoa, right? So he's not going to add on anything to it, right? Because it's not really his. But he knows it's his money, so it's just shifting bank accounts. Why shouldn't he add on, right? It's money from one pocket to the other pocket, right? Because the Dean Meister Shani, he takes up Yushalayim and uses it himself, and it's considered his, so what difference does it make? Maybe he will redeem more within Hektish, right? So it says, so what's the difference between Hektish and Meister Shani? No, it's the thing in Hektish itself. Person adds on more to Hektish. Person doesn't add on to Ma'aser Sheni. It's not the nature of things. Because Hektish is holy, so he adds on. Ma'aser Sheni, to redeem Ma'aser Sheni, it's not really holy, he doesn't really add on.
It's good for the economy of Yerushalayim.
What?
It's good for the economy of Yerushalayim.
Yeah, but he doesn't care about that. He wants to save his money when he's outside Yerushalayim. Okay? So it says, Gemara, Vaitel, back to the topic, Tani Hektish, Bishleish, Yerushalayim. We learn Hektish are dealing with three judges. To evaluate it. Toda tamer ben makdish gubasa. That's when somebody makes real estate kodosh. Avimar mara real life money lekdish. What if he said, I just want to give $100 to Hektish? So shvina mehado. Let's start from here. Erkin amataltim mishlosha. To evaluate property, not property, goods, which would be tantamount to that $100. You need three judges. Chiyesh erkin. So ask Gemara. What do you mean evaluate? What do you mean erkin? Chiyesh erkin she'em mataltim. All erkin is mataltim. When you say the value of something, there's a problem. You can't say land. There's no value for land. It has to obviously be a movable object. Rabbi Yaakov Brach, Rishim Babav, Rishim Rechina said, Homer Erki Olai, if somebody says, my value is upon me, Uva Ulisadro, and we come to collect from him, arrange collection, Mikar Rishim Lo Basor, if we have to reckon the value of land we take, we need 10 people. Matali comes to take goods for that, Mishloish, only 3 people are necessary. Homer Erki Olai, somebody says, I want to give my value to Beis HaMikdash. We have to assess what's worth that value. Ain't a comrade to me, Sodiolai. It's not as if he's saying the value of my field is upon me. If he said, it's coming upon me. Actually, I'm not sure what that means, Omer Erkiolai. No, it means like this. Okay, Omer Erkiolai, Ain't according to me saw the alai. Okay, the way the Pneumotion says to me is like this. Home Erki alai. Ain't according to me saw the alai. If somebody says, my Erk is upon me, is it now like saying the value of my field is upon me? I'll be Imam alai. So therefore.
Don't we
only
do it from the
top? I think it's like this. Homer Erkiolai, that's what it means. Ain't a comrade Mesolai doesn't need estimation because it's a set value in the Torah. Set value, the Erech in the Torah is a set value. Avolim Omar Reelai Mona Lakdish. They said, I want to give a mona, then Shomilo, we have to reckon what he, if you get that and you can't give cash, then Shomilo Beshlosha, we have to reckon how much he can give based on three witnesses. And it should say here, L'chshemasher ain't no nidon b'hesei God. When he gets, that's what Gil Frey says, when he gets rich, he doesn't have to give more again. In other words, whatever they assess him at the time, that's the assessment. Tani, we learned our buddy about stories from Talklin, when you sell slaves, documents, and movable objects to raise cash, ain't no sin regards because they don't make public tenders, reckoning their value and calling for bids. You know why? Rabbeinu Mepazimar Achroza. Yes, because of a public announcement, public tender. Ula said, Bar Ula Shmuel said, Avodim Shelo Yivrchu. What's that? What is that? Present? Oh, very nice. Ula. Very nice. Ula Amar Barishma Amar Avayim Shlo Yivruchu, slaves that they shouldn't run away, because if they know they're being sold, they're going away. Hashtaris Matali Shlo Yivruchu, people know they're being sold, they're just going to say, why bother buying them? We're just going to go steal them. So don't make public pronouncements. Does this not teach us that Avonim are redeemed by three? Even though she required 10, like Karka, right? But if you require 10, people are going to know and they're going to steal them. So 3 is enough. Armalay in, said yeah. Vatina Karkos, Bedisha, Bekoin, Bodha, Kitzabem. Hi, didn't we learn Karkos require 9? And a coin, meaning 10 altogether. And Adam as well, we assume it means Avodim. Armalay Achin, Adam. The God, this person who requires 10, Ben Chayrin, who it's a person who's a Ben Chayrin. And he doesn't say Erkiel, like as Erich is a set amount, but rather the person says Dami Alai, wants to give his own, not Erich in the set value of Torah, but his own Dami, his own value as a slave, then we reckon him with 10 people, like Karka. But Nev, in order to keep it hush-hush, we only use 3. Okay? All right. Let's go to the 2 dots. Chanani Bar Shami Omar B'Shem Rav. No, it's not. Okay, we did two blocks. Amazingly enough. All right.